With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. For the fourth time in 3 months, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is headed to the Middle East. In advance of the U.S. diplomat's visit, the BBC's Wira Davis in Jerusalem says Israel's defense chief is outlining his country's post-war vision for Gaza.
Talk of the day after in Gaza has led to deep disagreement in Israel. Israel's defense minister, Yoav Gallant, has now published a four-corner plan. With Israel retaining overall security control, a multinational force would take charge of rebuilding Gaza after the widespread destruction of Israeli bombing. Neighbouring Egypt would also have an unspecified role to play under Gallant's plan. But, says the minister, it is Palestinians who live in Gaza and they will be responsible for running it on the condition they're not hostile towards Israel nor operate against it.
Part of Blinken's mission will focus on trying to ease fears of the Israel-Hamas war turning into a broader regional conflict. Authorities not discussing a motive for yesterday's school shooting in Perry, Iowa. Police say the suspect, 17-year-old Dylan Butler, took his own life after killing a sixth grader and wounding five people, including Perry High School principal Dan Marburger. Baltimore, Maryland, recording less than 300 homicides last year, for the first time in nearly a decade. Also at SRNnews.com, New York City is suing more than a dozen charter bus companies for their role in Texas Governor Abbott's operation, sending tens of thousands of illegal immigrants to big sanctuary cities. The Trump legal team looking to have special counsel Jack Smith held in contempt of court, alleging that Smith is violating a judge's stay on all activity in the election interference case pending Mr. Trump's appeal. Dow futures down 84 points. This is SRN News. A big milestone for a Christian ministry.
Officials at Peachtree Proofreading Services report that Bibles they approved have now exceeded 1 billion copies distributed worldwide. Peachtree President Christopher Hudson says, quote, "We're genuinely humbled that God has allowed us to touch Bibles that have had such a broad distribution. But with 8 billion people in the world, we recognize there is more work to do." In 2023, Peachtree reviewed Bibles in 12 different languages. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Nebraska legislature returned to the Capitol on Wednesday for the start of a short 2024 session that's expected to be contentious. Republican State Senator Kathleen Koth introduced a bill that would bar males from competing against females in school sports and would also keep boys out of girls' restrooms and locker rooms. Democratic Senator Michaela Kavanaugh offered a measure that would repeal Nebraska's prohibition on sex change operations for children. This is SRN News. Crib cam videos helping to solve the mystery of sudden unexplained childhood deaths.
Hayden Fell had several fever-induced seizures, but always bounced back until the night the 17-month-old passed away in his crib. His father, Justin Fell.
It was a repair of spider.
Researchers at NYU's Langone Health analyzed seven videos of toddlers that died and spotted in five cases small movements deemed seizures that are suspected to have played a role in what's called sudden unexplained death in childhood, or SUDC.
SIDS is extraordinarily well-known. SUDC, or sudden unexplained death in childhood, which is the continuation just after age one, is rarely discussed and little known.
Dr. Oren Davinsky is the lead author of the small study, now published in the journal Neurology. I'm Jennifer King.
A slow-speed collision of two New York City subway trains yesterday, more than 20 people suffering minor injuries. More details, srnnews.com.